3 years ago, I watched an author with 8,000 Instagram followers make zero sales, and it broke my heart. She had a good book. She had an engaged audience. She was posting consistently. She shared book recommendations, writing tips behind the scenes of her process. Her audience liked her content. They commented, they saved, and they shared. But here's what was actually wrong. In the 3 months of posting, she never once asked anyone to buy her book. Not once. She'd hint at it, she'd mentioned it existed, but she never made a direct ask. She never created a single piece of content whose whole job was to invite someone to take the next step. And so 8,000 people followed her, they enjoyed her content, and then they just scrolled right past. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've been working with authors for nearly 20 years, and I see this pattern everywhere. Authors who are posting valuable content, building engaged audiences, and wondering why nobody is buying their books. What's actually missing is converting content, not pushy sales posts, not buy my book, being shouted into the void, but content that naturally invites readers to take the next step. Content that shows them why your book is exactly what they're looking for. And most authors aren't doing nearly enough of it because they're afraid of being too salesy. I want to show you what the other side of this looks like because the contrast is everything. Around the same time, I was working with an author who had fewer than 1,000 followers. She was posting 3 to 4 times a week about her book and her process, getting nice comments and saves, and seeing random spikes in her sales. And then silence. No clear momentum. By every visible metric, she was smaller and less established than the 8,000 follower author. But she was outselling authors with 10 times her audience. Here's what we did together that made the difference. We rewrote her content around one question: is this book worth my time? We swapped out summaries for specific outcomes and moments. We used her readers' own words from reviews and DMs so the content sounded like it was written for them, because it was. And we led with one feeling or one specific fix per post instead of trying to say everything at once. Then we changed how she asked. Every post ended with a single, simple invitation, not a menu of options, just one clear next step. We started handling one small reader hesitation at a time, and then we added light proof, a one-line reader result, a short review, to lower the risk of saying yes. Good posts inform. Selling posts invite. No hustling, no paid ads, no posting more. Just clearer messaging and consistent invitations. Her small audience clicked more, they shared more, and her book sales doubled. Same book, same platform. The only difference was that she stopped being afraid to ask. So here's what I want you to take from these two stories. The first author didn't have a visibility problem. She had 8,000 people paying attention. What she didn't have was the willingness to sell to them, to say clearly and directly, this book is for you. Here's why, here's where to get it. And that really cost her. The second author didn't need a bigger audience. She needed to talk to her reader's desire, remove the confusion, and make it easy to say yes. And once she did, her follower count stopped being the thing standing between her and her sales. You didn't write your book to give away free content forever. You wrote it to be read. And the readers who are following you, however many of them there are, deserve to know that your book exists and why it's for them. That's not being pushy. That's just doing the job. If you want help building the kind of converting content systems that actually move readers towards buying, not just following, that's exactly what my Done With You services are designed to do. I go deep into your book, your reader, and what your specific audience needs to hear to say yes. The link to learn more and apply is in the description. And if you want to build the system yourself first, the 90-Day Book Sales System walks you through it step by step, including how to sell in a way that feels natural, not gross. That link is in the description too. Next time, I'm talking about something I hear from authors all the time. I don't have time for marketing. And I want to challenge that because in most cases, it's not actually a time problem. It's a direction problem. And there's a real difference between those two things. I'll see you then.